Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great videos and pictures and stories and animal stuff. And any alerts in the animal department, you'll find them there. But no recalls this week that you need to check out. Just cute kitty stories. Well, there's a singing hound dog and a line dancing little dog guy. Very cute. Anyway, it is the second Sunday of February, which means it's best. Bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday on Animal World. It's our healing show. And sure enough, Linda Rasmussen is here. Brother, Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Dr. Nels is working on our animal friends. Linda's working on us human animals. And we are going to head right back to the phones And let's
We
see.
got
We
Diane from Bellevue giving us a call here. So let's go ahead and welcome Diane to the show. You're live on Animal World with Martha Norwalk, Nils Rasmussen, and Linda Rasmussen.
Awesome. Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, Diane. How are you?
Well, I am getting better and better. Getting over
All
a
right.
cold, but it's on the way out.
Well, that's good to hear.
That was me last week.
Yeah, you got snow going on?
It is melting. I live near Lake Hills and Crossroads, and it's melting and no snow coming down. And
well, that's
sun
nice.
Is peeking out.
Well, I was going to say, finally, the sun, you know, the fog went away, but then it looked just like a cloudy, snowy day. Now, finally, the sun is peeking out, and I've just got a tad bit of dripping going on.
All right.
But not like it has been this last week during the day. It's warmed enough to really get, you know, a few of these inches of snow melted off. But that's not happening right now. There's a little bit of drip, but not much. So I don't know. And Nathan says, I think the temperature is going down.
Uh-oh.
It's getting colder.
Well,
all week.
Just
yeah,
mainly overnight. It's warmer
today.
During the day and colder overnight.
Yeah, that's what it's sounding like. But it sounds like we're maybe down to the teens. Dr. Nels has got us all beat, though, because the prediction over there, Dr. Nels, is 1 degree?
1 degree, yeah.
Oh, no, man. Okay, so if we
don't
all...
Don't be sending us that weather, Dr. Nels. We don't want that.
No.
Yep, so if we get too cold and think it's awful, we'll just think about Dr. Nels, and it's 1 degree over there. So we're in better shape than that. So anyway, Diane... let's see, we've got your kitties Theo and Whisker. You know, what's going on?
Well, calling for a pair of cats and a pair of dogs. So while I was on vacation, Whiskers, as he was jumping to the highest part in the apartment, slipped and
Ooh.
Took a tumble. But he seems to be okay, but I just wanted Dr. Nels to check him out.
Okay. And that All was right. Whiskers, you said?
Whiskers, the gray kitty.
Okay, and Theo is is Theo's okay?
Well, he could probably use a tune-up because
right, but nothing. He didn't have a fall like
Whiskers
or anything.
Correct.
All right. Now, then you said you've got some dogs going on. You don't usually have dogs, so what's going on?
Well, these are my grand dogs.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yes. So it's Max. Who also had a little bit of a whoops as his dad, my son, was opening the car door. He jumped prematurely and hit the door and kind of stunned himself.
Oh, dear. What kind of dog is Max?
He's a Chihuahua mix.
Okay.
Blonde and white.
Blonde and white Chihuahua. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what's the other dog?
Khaleesi. And she just needs a tune-up. I don't think she's gotten into any trouble.
Okay, what kind of dog and what does she look like?
She's also a Chihuahua mix, and she's black and gray. Used to be white, but black, tan, and gray. She's
black,
an older
tan.
Lady.
And gray. Okay, we'll see. And Dr. Nels may need more when he tunes in. But I think, Dr. Nels, are you working on Whiskers and Theo to start with?
I jumped into Whisker's situation right away, and yeah, he's needing a good tune-up, that's for sure.
All right, so Dr. Nels is working on the animals, and Diane, are you ready for a session with Linda?
Oh, yes. Yes, I got back from vacation. Within 2 days, I got a cold, and it was gone. It was going away, came back,
yeah.
And going away again, so...
Yeah, I can hear it.
I think we had the same
voice.
Thing then.
Yeah. You too, Nathan?
Yeah, I had a little thing go through on a couple weeks ago.
Well, yeah, and even our caller from Reno, our last caller, Robin from Rainier, didn't you hear something in her voice? Sounded like she had something, a little something going on too. So there's stuff going around, that's for sure. Linda, yeah. I think Diane is ready and you can take charge.
Okay. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
So let's see. Let's just start with you focusing on a beautiful blue sky, just relaxing and breathing normally.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have you bring a person into your thoughts, somebody that's been on your mind a lot lately. And if there's more than one of those, just pick one and bring them into focus. And
Okay.
as you do that, notice how you feel. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on stable, the feeling of being stable. And the number two,
Okay.
your eyes are closed and looking to the right. So you're just going to roll your closed eyes to the right. And excuse me, take a nice deep breath into the abdomen. Just let it expand and then hold that breath just as long as it's comfortable. As soon as it's not, just exhale and then get another breath and hold it in. As you think stable, two closed eyes looking to the right.
Diane, you got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes over to the right. You've taken in a deep breath. Hold it as long as you comfortably can. Release it whenever you need to, and then replace it again. Thinking, stable, two. Stable, two.
Perfect, Diane. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then focusing on that person. There's a little more to do. Keep that person in your thoughts, noticing how you feel, and then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of reliable. Reliable and the number four. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the left, rolling your closed eyes up and to the left, and doing some slow, deep breathing in and out as you think reliable four.
All right, Diane, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the left side of your forehead, and you're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking reliable four, reliable four, reliable four.
Perfect. Breathe normally. With your eyes open, Diane, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position and relaxing the neck and shoulders, bringing that person back into your thoughts. That is complete. The sky is blue, and that is everything we needed to do. Let me find your affirmation.
Okay.
And your affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of reliable. So you'll just be bringing that close, like you're just reaching your arms out and pulling that feeling of reliable right into your body. I embrace the feeling of reliable.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're
All
welcome.
right, now let's see. I don't know, Dr. Nils, if you were able to connect with the dogs as well, but we've
I
got
did,
description. Okay, all
yes.
right. So you did Whiskers and Theo and Max and Khaleesi. What?
Yes,
Who do
although
you want to
actually,
tell us about?
well, when I checked in on Theo, Theo actually said, oh, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Right. I love it.
So, but Whiskers, yeah, needed a good, solid, thorough tune-up. And Max was second in line in terms of importance to get something done because he'd traumatized himself a bit. And got him rebalanced. And Khaleesi didn't need much but a little tune-up.
Oh,
All right.
perfect.
Wonderful.
And
So, anything else you need from us, Diane?
one more request. If Linda could give David a tune-up. I texted him and I said, is it okay if Linda gives you a tune-up? He says, as long as she doesn't check under my chassis. Chassis.
Well, no, I don't know. But we don't have David connected with us, correct?
No, he's not on the phone. I texted him and asked him
All
if
right, well,
I
let's check
had
in
his
with Linda and
permission.
see if this is something that we could do under these circumstances. I'm not sure that we can. Anyway, so Linda?
I probably wouldn't do it in this moment, but Diane, if you want to Text me at my 206-841-1992, and just give me the first name of this person. I know it's David, but I won't remember later. And just if you have a picture, you can send his picture. And if you don't, just say his age and where he lives, and I will focus in on him.
I will do that. And it's 206-841-1992, right?
That's correct.
Wonderful. Okay, great.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Diane. I hope you feel better soon.
The fur babies appreciate it. Thank you all so much.
All right. God
Yeah.
bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, Nathan. Yeah, you want to do? Okay,
Let's
so
be on schedule this hour.
we are going to stay on schedule, and as long we better do this while we have Nathan's attention. anyway, we will take care of advertisers, and then I think we're going to Bothell and Sue. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. If you want to, there's still time to get in line for treatments with Linda and Dr. Nils. We got to get in the newsletter and current events, but we could get another call or so. So pick up your phones, 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us. And we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the wonderful Blue Lotus Temple on the Bothell Everett Highway, right next to the Yoga Hall, the community in Linwood, the East West Bookshop in Edmonds now, and the Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens. You can check out all the events and classes coming up if you go to anandawashington.org, anandawashington.org. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We also heard from Dr. Nils. Dr. Nils, before we are out of here today, do you want to tell us again about your free class coming up this weekend and how listeners can join in?
Right. The free class is called How to Reset Yourself. And that's particularly important because most of us have had enough emotional turmoil or physical trauma in our lives to have our fight or flight system activated and probably got stuck here and there in some of that activation. And this is a technique, or actually a couple of techniques, that you can use to help reset your own fight or flight system. And it helps your energy balance, it helps your body balance, and it even, if you have pets, helps your pets to get balanced because they live in your field 24/7. So it's a very important workshop to attend, and it's free if you're a member. And to become a member of my Healing Ministry for Animals Private Membership Association, just go to the website, click on the quick response button and say, hey, I'd like to join so I can go attend your webinars for free. Yay. And I'd love to hear from you, and we'll get you signed up. If you start right away, we should have you all on board by Wednesday, and you can attend that free workshop.
Okay. And then the other things you get if you join the group is, of course, you get your monthly newsletter with the great stories and videos and affirmation of the month sort of thing. But also you do other free classes. So if people sign up now, they can take the class this Wednesday, but then there'll be more of yours. So what other free classes could people look forward to?
I have my Rasmussen Reset class, which is all about how you can reset your dog or cat or even your horse and reset their system and helps begin the balancing process for them. So that's a great class. Other than that, now and then I will attract somebody like Martha to come in and do a workshop. And she did a real nice introduction to animal communication a couple months ago. So we're just always excited to bring on some guests. I've even thought about having Linda do something because she is so great. So
okay. So still creating and more new free classes to come, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
So, good reason to join the private membership group now so that you'll know when these classes are available and you can take them for free. So healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link. All righty. I think we are good with all of that, so we can go back to the phones. Nathan, we're going to Bothell and Sue, is that right?
That is who we have next in our list. So welcome to the show, Sue. You're live with the Rasmussens and Martha Norwalk.
Hi, everybody.
There she is. I recognize that voice. How are you, Sue?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Well, I'm good, and the sun has finally come out. But I'm still buried. Have you got snow in Bothell where you are?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, okay, so I guess I'm the only lucky one that's buried. All right, so what do you need today?
The kitties need tuned up because I didn't call last month.
Oh, yeah, I thought we hadn't heard from you for a while.
Yeah, I could probably use a tune-up, too.
Okay. Well, remind us about your kitties. What are their names?
Okay. Zoe, she's a brown tabby with a kinky tail, and Jody Joy, who's a small brown tabby in white.
And I think Dr. Nils is familiar with Zoe and Jody Joy, so I think he can tune in relatively easily. Is that the case, Dr. Nils?
Yes, it is.
All righty. So Dr. Nils is going to tune in to Zoe and Jody Joy, see who steps up first to get those two taken care of. And Linda, and Sue, you're ready for a session with Linda, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, Linda, you're in charge.
Well, good to talk to you again, Sue. I'm going to invite you just to relax and think about a beautiful blue sky. Just whatever comes into your mind, something really lovely. And I'm going to invite you to think of a situation in your life that is, for some reason, is concerning you and you really would like it to be resolved. And just whatever that is, just bring that into your mind. And if there's more than one thing like that, you can just pick the one to focus on right now.
Okay.
You've got that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And notice how you feel when you think about this situation. And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of shame. And we're going to replace shame. Replacing shame with the feeling of accurate. Accurate and the number three are the two things to hold in your thoughts. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. And you're going to take a nice deep breath into the abdomen, holding that breath in as long as you comfortably can, letting yourself get a new breath as soon as you need to, as you think accurate three.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead, taking in a deep breath and holding it as long as you comfortably can, but whenever you need to, release it and replace that breath. And you are thinking accurate three, accurate three, accurate three.
Perfect, Sue. Go ahead and breathe normally with your eyes open, just looking down toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position and return to that situation you were thinking about. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of accurate. And as I said to another caller, you might even feel yourself just kind of holding your arms out and then pulling toward you and kind of hugging into your body, this feeling of accurate, that this belongs to you. I embrace the feeling of accurate.
All right. And let's see. So Dr. Nails, looks like have you finished up with Zoe and Jody Joy? And what have you got to report?
Yes, they both needed some tuning up. For whatever reason, Jody Joy had a little bit extra going on, something stuck, you might say, in the way her right side was releasing a pattern. I had to work it over several times in a couple of different areas, but we got it, and she's all tuned up too.
Wonderful.
All right, thank you guys so very much.
All right, Sue, thanks for calling in, and try to stay warm. It's getting cold at night this week.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, it looks like we got another caller here, and we are going to head down to our friend in Fresno, Dina. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and the Rasmussens. Morning, Dina.
Good morning. Thank you, everyone.
Hey, can you send us some sunshine? What's going on in Fresno? What's the weather like?
Well, we're in a freeze alert for at night until Tuesday, but it gets
up to
mid-50s during the day, and it's absolutely beautiful sunshine right now.
Yeah, okay. All right. But so it's cold in Fresno, too.
Yeah, wow. At night it does drop down to freezing. We've got all the agriculture down here, so it's a concern for the farmers.
Oh, that's not a good thing if you're getting some freezing. All right, well now what's going on in the animal world that you need our help with?
I live in a gated community, and we have a lot of feral kitties here, and we have this. I think she was born this summer, little kitty, and I'm trying to tame her to go and have her spayed, and I'd like to then let her go again, but I think she's very heavily pregnant, and I don't know if she even wants to be tamed, if what I can do to make her, give her the best life.
Okay, well, let's see. I would say things that we can do. First of all, if you want someone that really does this professionally and tunes in to find out what the kitty wants, that would be next week. You call in while Natasha's here. Okay, and she would be the best one, you know, from a balanced perspective to just kind of take a look and see what this kitty wants. So we could do more about that next week. But, you know, the bottom line is, it sounds like if you're in a gated community, you have a lot of feral cats, you know, this one is pregnant, you know, that time would be of the essence, to get a hold of her, to do the trap neuter return if you were going to do that. I would suspect, though, if she's pregnant, that the way to go would be to trap her, you know, and then the kitty rescue people, whoever who's doing this down there, or even you, I mean, someone would want to take this cat in and birth the kittens and all of that, spay and neuter everybody, and the kittens could go, you know, to rescue, and she could as well. Or, I mean, you could just birth the kitties, deal with the litter, and then spay and return mom, you know, to being, you know, a feral cat again, if that's what worked best. But I think, you know, Natasha's input would be helpful next week to find out what the cat really wants. But if she's pregnant, you know, boy, that really speeds up the necessity to hopefully get a hold of her before she births those babies. Doesn't that kind of make sense?
Absolutely, but I'm not 100% sure she's pregnant. I don't know if it's because I've been feeding her, but she looks round in the belly.
Okay, she looks like she could be. Now, so hopefully there'd be a good TNR place that, you know, trap, neuter, return folks down there that you could connect with. At least I know up here what we can do. There are people we can contact. And then what they have you do is have a regular feeding station that you feed the cats at so they get used to feeding there. Then you put out the trap with food. And then once they're trapped, then they pick them up and spay and neuter them, or do what needs to be done if they're too pregnant to spay and neuter. Anyway, I think that's where you would start there. So I think no matter what you end up doing with this girl, and have you named her anything? Do you call her by any name?
I call her Baby Kitty, and she's a beautiful calico. I think she would adopt out once she's fixed. She's gorgeous.
Calicos can be dicey. is she like a tortoiseshell calico, black, orange stuff, or is she like a dilute gray, orange, white type calico?
No, she's tricolor, black, white, and orange spots all over, mostly white on the underbelly.
Oh, I find the torties to be kind of the more volatile temperament wise, and anyway, I think whatever, Dr. Nels, don't you think? I think this feral, if you can get a tune into her, any work that you could do, especially helping her nervous system, might make the job of, you know, getting her to get her spayed and all of that easier. What do you think?
Yeah. Now that it's interesting, because the connection that I get, kind of how this works when we're on the radio, is through the person. Because in this case, Dina has a connection. It's an energetic connection with Baby Kitty. So that's her naming, you know, having what she calls the cat, whether the cat knows it or not, she's now got this connection. So I am connected, and yes, I'm finding some things to do. So I'll just, it's kind of the fight or flight reset, the Rasmussen reset, what needs to happen here.
Yeah, so that'll make it easier. And then I think it also probably would benefit the whole situation for Linda to do a session with you, Dina, you know, to get you balanced here. Are you open to that?
Absolutely.
All right, Linda, what do you think? I think it's a good idea for you to do a little something for Dina, huh?
It's always a good idea to work with me.
That's what I thought. All right. Okay, Linda, you're in charge.
All right. So, Dina, I'm going to invite you just to close your eyes and think of a beautiful blue sky as you just relax your body. And then I'm going to have you shift to thinking about the number one thing that you would most like to heal or change or improve in your life, whatever that is, just bring that into your thoughts and focus on that. Something come to mind?
Yes.
Okay, focusing on that, noticing how you feel about it. And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of loneliness. And we're going to replace loneliness. Replacing loneliness with the feeling of conscientious. Conscientious and the number 4. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. And doing some very slow, deep breathing in and out. Very long, slow inhale. Long, slow exhale. And just keep breathing like that as you think. Conscientious 4.
All right, Dina, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, roll your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking conscientious 4, conscientious 4, conscientious 4.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Dina. With your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring that number 1 thing back into your thoughts. There's a little more to do. Keep thinking about that. And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of stable and the number 4. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. And continuing that very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think stable 4.
All right, Dina, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You're continuing the slow, deep in and out breathing, thinking stable 4. Stable 4. Stable 4.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Dina, and with your eyes open, just looking down toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position and bringing that number 1 thing into your thoughts. That is complete. Mm-hmm. I'm going to find Thank an you. Affirmation for you. Oh, it's a new word. Mm-hmm. And so the affirmation is, I am dependable. And when you think that affirmation, just really let your awareness come to your own body and feel how it feels to be dependable. Just thinking, I am dependable. And knowing that everything about you is dependable, including your body and how it works.
All right. You got all that, Dina?
I do. Thank you.
All right, Dr. Nils, anything to report on baby Kitty?
Nothing particularly. There was just a little bit of fight or flight issue I needed to clear up there, so we got that handled.
All right. Sometimes, Dina, when Dr. Nils does something like this with a feral-type individual, sometimes the release from that balancing the nervous system is quite big for the animal initially. So you have a window real quickly where it might be easier to catch her.
Okay.
Like, yeah. And then we're learning that I'm not going to tell you, I don't have time to go into this other case of the dog we're working with, but there was a window where the miracle happens and then it's a longer haul after that. So see, you might be able to make some progress here in the next day or so.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay. All right, keep us posted and call us next week and we'll have Natasha tune in, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much for everything. Have you guys stay warm up there.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we'll do our best. Thanks, Dina. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to quickly take care of advertisers, and then I'm going to do a real fast current event so we can focus on Dr. Nell's newsletter. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world, triggered by people around you,
What's going on in your personal life? We're shifting energies. Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. We're winding down this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Check out our NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them all out, and they're all available on Amazon. If you know anybody has problems with their dogs and needs help, give them my phone number. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. That's 360-217-7258. And check out the Whispering Dragon Center, June Potten, our premier sound healer, whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center online or on Facebook. And you can call Jude at 206-706-2836. All right, we are running out of time here. We're going to do it real quick, but I got to first do a little current events here. I think we can probably forego the music here, Nathan, so I can do this quickly. Nothing new on current events except up at the Northwest Stream Center. They had to close because of snow this last week. So the workshop White Birds of Winter with Martha Jordan, she's a great wildlife biologist and an expert in the trumpeter swans and all of that, is a phenomenal presentation. They've got it rescheduled for this for Thursday, February 20th at 7 p.m. Call for reservations 425-316-8592. $8 if you're a member. $10 if you're not. And that's it for new things on current events. Now, before we run out of time, Dr. Nels, you put out a great newsletter. I actually think it's not just you these days, it's you and your wife Martha. That do this. And this month last Sunday, and let's see. It starts with this is the Forgive Yourself edition, Dr. Nils. Do you want to kind of talk to us from there about what the newsletter is about?
Yeah, you know, forgiveness is a big deal, and people, you know, talk about it all the time, but the one person that often gets left out of the equation is ourselves. Uh-huh. And we, yes, it's important to forgive others for things that, perceived injustice or trauma or whatever. But many times we also need to forgive ourselves for the things that we blame ourselves for. And I have a little story about something that happened to me recently. And
interesting story, by the way, because you hadn't shared that before.
Well, that's because it was brand new.
It just recently happened, huh?
Yeah, right. And we definitely want to be able to forgive ourselves, because it's bad enough if we're chained slave to somebody else's bad behavior, but if we're a chain slave to our own bad behavior, it's even worse. So all we have to do is come up with a way to start to feel better about ourselves, accept that people do make mistakes. And if this was somebody else telling you the story about their life and what had happened to them, you would be like, oh, that's not so bad. Come on. You know, you'd be talking to him nice and trying to help him feel better. Well, talk to yourself nice so you can feel better. And so I'm just going to fast forward to that affirmation since we're talking about it. And I came up with two affirmations. One is, if you don't really feel a strong connection to God, then just think the thought, I love myself and I forgive myself for my mistake. And just do that over and over, and it will stick after a while. You just have to keep with it. Now, for myself and what I went through with keeping a fish I shouldn't have kept.
It's interesting story, Dr. Nils, in that you didn't intentionally mean to do anything wrong. You thought you were doing everything right, but it turned out that even though your intentions were good, you'd still had done something you shouldn't have done.
And that's what made it so bad.
Because you felt bad about that.
Yeah, I really did. I felt bad that, oh my gosh, I would never do this on purpose, and here I'd gone and done it. So I really felt terrible. And then I had the actual authorities get involved, because it's a bad thing. And so they came to my house, and, you know, but they were actually very nice. They saw right away that I was more than contrite, and I could tell I'd been beating myself up for days already. So they treated me very well. But I had to work on myself for this. And the one that resonated with me is affirmation number two. God loves me and has forgiven me. Now I forgive myself for my mistake. And I actually found a way to upgrade that even more.
Oh.
So, and that is, I am so thankful that God loves me and has forgiven me. Uh-huh. Now I forgive myself for my mistake. So I am so thankful that. And then the rest of what's on number two there on my affirmation. And if you're not getting the newsletter, people, it's because you're not a member. Go to my website and say, hey, I want to be a member, and get that newsletter.
Yeah, because not only do you, in this letter, do you get this wonderful forgiveness issue and a way to really start working on forgiving yourself and understanding with Dr. Nell's story and how this stuff works, and then a choice of a couple of different affirmations. Now, of course, he's made one even more powerful here on the show today. But in addition to that, there's a whole lot more in this newsletter. You get the video of the month, which this one's kind of a compilation of six cats with serious mobility issues. So, you know, and really fascinating. If you haven't seen a lot of these before and after videos, it's really amazing. And then there's always a testimonial of the month. And boy, this Lieutenant Dan story, he's a cat. What an amazing, that's a story. And then we usually get something from Dr. Neil's wife, Martha. And I was taken back. There's a wonderful picture of Martha and her crows. I didn't realize she had crows, but she must have been quite young then. Was this before you were married, after you were married?
I think I met Martha in 76, later 76. This was in 1972.
This is before you knew her.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. And so anyway, yeah, as a, you know, a teenager, just.
And she and I must be
school.
Two peas in a pod, you know, because you have this picture of her with the crows. I had a Stellar J. That I reckon. Okay. Anyway, yeah. So wonderful. Ernie and Gretchen are the crows, and story from Martha with a great photograph. And then of course you find out about the class that's coming up this week for free, the radio show. But then the wonderful Dr. Nell's story of his mistake and the affirmation. So these newsletters come just crammed full of all kinds of great, helpful stuff. And so it's well worth joining the private membership group. I mean, it only costs $10 and you get all this stuff for free. So,
and that's a one-time $10. I'm not doing that every year or month or anything like that.
Yeah, you just one time $10 and you're a member. You get the newsletter, you get to come to all the Zoom classes for free, and you have a direct line to Dr. Nils if you need help for yourselves or your animal friends. And the best way for them to get signed up, because you've got the free Zoom class coming up this Wednesday evening,
right.
And that's how to reset yourself, right?
Yes.
So we're talking human animal, and really great class. I've taken it before. But if you want to get in on the free Zoom class Wednesday night, go to Dr. Nell's website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, and then they should just send you a message. They want to get into the group so they can join the class, and then you'll take care of it and make sure it's all set up by Wednesday.
Yes, indeed.
All righty. Man, I think we covered the bases, and now we can... Well, if you're not football fans, with the human animal football, we can see if there's anything left on the Kitten Bowls. Two Kitten Bowls were on today on Hallmark, and three places. One Kitten Bowl on Animal Planet and Discovery, the other on Hallmark, and the Puppy Bowl is on Discovery and Animal Planet, and probably be starting pretty soon after the show, because most of these are set up to go before the official Super Bowl today. And what did you say, Nathan? That starts at 3:30 today?
3:30 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay, so one more time. At least Nels will be watching, and you've decided, Nels, you're going to root for Kansas City because this three Super Bowls in a row win, that would be a big historic thing because it's never happened before.
And I'm, you know, the coach for the Chiefs is going to be retiring after this season. And I think it would be wonderful for a guy who has pulled together an amazing team for so long to retire on a winning note.
Yeah. And Linda, are you going to watch?
No, I'm probably going to be baking something.
Okay. Nathan, I know you're working, but are you going to pay attention?
I'll keep up to date on seeing how the scores are going and who's leading or not.
Okay. Well, then I'm the other one. I'm going to start watching. But, you know, I can be like our animal friends and have the attention span of a grapefruit sometimes when it, you know, it's got to hold my attention. So if it's a really good game, then I'll be watching. If it's not a good game, then I could bail. But just so you know, I've decided I'm rooting for Kansas City because I don't like Kansas, but you know, I love the love story going on with Taylor and Travis, and I think she's had such a huge year with her tours and stuff that Travis needs to have one with this three Super Bowls in a row. So hopefully that'll all come together. So anyway, we are done. And so Nathan, thank you so much. Dr. Nels, stay warm and help and help with all that snow over there. Linda, thank you so much. Have a great afternoon, everybody, and stay warm this week. Remember to keep water out and thawed for our animal friends. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week. Natasha will be here.